Well, hey folks, Mark DiMatteo coming at you all with a new message, of course, going out to our great questions group. And as always, I trust this finds each of you doing well. And as we're rolling through 2013 already, but I've got message number 22 coming at you all. Title of it is The Atomic Paradox, Part 3. And the subtitle is Where is the Plug? Where is the plug? Okay, and I look forward to getting into that with you in a minute, but wanted to give you a quick update. Just added my 604th friend on my personal Great Questions Group email list. So along with the blog, we're well into the 600s now, which is pretty exciting. So we continue to grow, and that's awesome. So if you are new to our broadcast, welcome. Glad to have you. And as always, you can find out more info on our Great Questions Group, as well as all of my previously recorded audio messages at our blog site, which is markdematteo.com. markdematteo.com. And by the way, I posted the info on our new nonprofit, Mark of Matthew Inc., on the site as well. And just a thought, if you have actually been a part of this for a while now, this group for a while now, and have been encouraged by these messages and are looking for a good cause to support in the new year, let me recommend this one to you, because it's a great one. And I want to say thanks to those of you that already have. Okay, folks, so let's get rolling, as I'm really amped about sharing with you all what we are going to talk about in this message. And continuing on with our amazing discussion on atoms, and just from the quick and simple look we have taken at atoms in the two prior messages where we've talked about them, I think you would agree with me that they are truly amazing little entities to stop, consider, and try to begin to understand. In fact, folks, since it's been a while since our last messages on atoms, as we've had two intervening broadcasts on different topics, you might want to consider reviewing them, as they are, of course, along with all the others, as I've mentioned, posted on the site. In fact, I actually re-listened to them myself as I began to prepare for this message, okay, just to refresh me on some of the things we've talked about so far. And as a very quick review, first off, message 18, atoms are extremely small, highly organized entities composed of three fundamental components, and yet, surprisingly, are comprised primarily of nothing but empty space. Pretty amazing stuff. Furthermore, they operate and exist in a state of perpetual motion, which in and of itself is incredible, operating at rates of speed so high that the velocities may well match the speed of light. You keep wanting to say incredible after each one of these statements, folks. It's pretty amazing. Then in message 19, we talked about power and tried to gain some appreciation for the vast amount of energy operating within these minute structures. Energy, in fact, which is on a level that truly defies our understanding, especially in light of all the matter that exists in the cosmos out to the most distant galaxies, which we talked about as well. And yet, moving on now, as astounding as everything I had learned about atoms was up to this point, this last fact that I'm going to share with you now is perhaps the most mind-blowing of all. And that is this. You ready, folks? Okay. They, atoms, are not plugged into anything. In other words, they have no battery, no fuel tank, no photocell, no spring, no power cord, no nothing. Friends, atoms have no known power source. Did you catch that? Okay, that's incredible. Okay, perhaps you are saying, like I did, well now, just wait an amazing minute here. Okay, you have got to be kidding me, right? No power source? How can that be? Well, the reality is, folks, It can't. And yet at the same time, the reality is, it is. Okay? And this is another aspect of the atomic paradox. See, folks, we live in a world where everything that requires energy to run on also needs an energy source. This is a fact that's simple to see in the world in which we live. Stop and think about it with me just for a moment. Cars, boats, planes, motorcycles, just to name a few things, all have fuel tanks, as they all need fuel. And wouldn't it be great if they didn't sometimes? You know what I mean? All the times, okay? Just get on and go, but it doesn't work that way. Appliances need electricity or human power to run them, okay? A watch will not continue to keep time, quote, all by itself, without something or someone keeping it wound up or running, okay? All animal life has to eat to stay alive. Hey, including us, right? Even plants need light from the sun or some other kind of chemical energy to survive. In fact, the sun itself is consuming its own mass moment by moment in order to keep shining, as do all the other stars in the heavens for that matter. Can you think of any exceptions to this? Are there any? The only ones I could come up with initially that I thought might be exceptions were magnetism and gravity. However, as I later learned, they were not excluded either. For while neither force is completely understood, particularly gravity, both seem to derive their power from the atomic forces operating in matter itself. So ha, there are those little atoms again. But the bottom line is, folks, no, there are no exceptions that have ever been found. For careful observation and study has proven that everything that runs on power needs some kind of discernible power source. Everything, that is, except for the atom. Okay? So then, where exactly does this extraordinary power actually come from? For it must come from somewhere. In other words, it requires an adequate cause in order not to violate the law of causality or cause and effect that we've discussed in prior messages. Okay? Since I was honestly looking at the construct of the cosmos and was trying to be rational, it had to be accounted for, and I was thus confronted with another vital question I could not intellectually justify ignoring on my quest to find answers to the great questions, okay? And while I'm sure that each of you, like me, probably immediately sees the vast importance of this, to further emphasize why this is so significant, in our next message, I'm going to introduce you to yet another very important scientific law that I became aware of that further impacted my studies and shed significant light on the question at hand. So stay tuned, folks, and I'll look forward to talking to you the next time, okay? Take care. Bye-bye now.